And then say, yes, when back when Dan Frakes said, when Studio 60 was all about a nightclub.
Oh,
I don't remember that. There was loud music at one
point. Yeah, I heard that too. Actually,
I was told that was really funny. Tony Sindelar that he only listened to that episode because he had no other podcast to listen to. It was very loud. He's like, "There's a lot of music."
It was noisy. I listened to it in the car driving up to Petaluma yesterday, and it was weird because I very rarely listen to an episode of the podcast that I haven't heard before. So I got to hear it for the first time. It was exciting.
For the first time, for the last time.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't listen to it.
So this is a surprising comparable because I didn't put it on the calendar. And we're going to be talking, it's book club, and we're going to be talking about The Rook by Daniel O'Malley. So if you don't want to be spoiled, you shouldn't listen and you shouldn't come to the chat room. So it's a false alarm for those of you who don't want to hear us talk about The Rook and book club and things like that. I just pressed the button to the two people who were in the chat room. We're going to get going here in a minute. My guests are Scott and Dan, and it's very fun. And and then I'm going on vacation on Friday, so this may be the episode we post over the weekend. If I can get somebody, I'm going to Hawaii.
That would be fun.
That's fun.
Oh man, yeah, that's I need it too. They asked if we did an episode yesterday. We did an episode 2 days ago about Star Trek.
That was a good moment.
But that was great. That was actually maybe the most fun I've had in a podcast ever, and certainly in a long time. I had a great time with it. But that's going to be a two-part episode now, because we talked for 2.5 hours.
The funny thing is, I thought, I'll probably be able to get to the gym after this episode, because we'll only talk for... How long can we talk about Star Trek, the original series? Turns out, 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Yeah, long time.
That's a long time.
Long time.
We could have went longer.
Yeah.
I miss all the fun ones. It's probably more fun because I'm not there, honestly.
Totally fun.
Yeah.
No Dan.
I know.
No Dan.
No more teachers, no more books. And Steve Lutz was there, and that makes it fun.
Steve Lutz does make everything more fun.
He does. It's hilarious when Steve Lutz is there. All right, so, yeah, that was our weird weekend podcast, too. So, S. Williams in the chat room says, stupid family time. Wish I could have been there for that one, but yeah, it was weird. We don't generally record on a weekend, but in between my... all my stuff that I had to do for the family emergency a couple weeks ago and going on vacation, this previously scheduled vacation, there are very few days that we can record anything. So this is where we are, is we're recording things now.
And I'm having just returned to my house a mere 2 hours ago. You're going to leave it again for like 3 days at 8:30 tomorrow morning.
It's a weird time for us podcasters.
It's a weird time for everybody.
Here we are.
And this week is my birthday. Hooray for me.
Hey.
Happy birthday, Scott. That's great.
Well, thank you.
I'm trying to log into the Kindle website so I can look at my highlights.
Oh, I don't know if I... I read this. It was as a library book.
And it's... So your highlights are being circulated in Philadelphia.
That's true. I need to go to the library. I'll be right back.
But I got an error. I got a something went wrong error on Kindle.amazon.com.
I love those. Those are my favorite because it's very nonspecific.
So I can't actually...
Something went wrong.
Log in.
We don't know whose fault it is. We don't even know what's wrong. But something, assuredly.
It's not our fault. Incorrect. It's an act of nature.
These things just happen.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Yes.
Adios.
It's a podcast.
Woo!
Yay.
I've heard
that's
of those.
How you do it, kids.
That's right. And in an hour, not like Star Trek podcasts that go on for 2.5 hours.
Oh, man. I have more to say.
Yeah. For the world is hollow, and I have touched the sky.
I have Star Trek, the original series, Blu-ray sitting right next to me.
Beautiful. You know, my kids and I, we even after the podcast was over on Saturday, on Sunday, we watched a couple more episodes of Star Trek. My kids like it. It's amazing. The kids like the show that's 50 years old.
I am amazed.
Yeah, they do.
Because it is pretty slow.
It's not so bad. My son was kind of right. I mean, I admit I'm sort of picking episodes that have interesting things in them. Like we watched the Corbomite Maneuver, and we watched, what did we watch the other day? Obsession, where there's the cloud creature that keeps coming and trying to destroy people and suck out their blood.
No, good times.
Yeah, yeah.
We just
I've seen a lot of them, but it's been many years, and I haven't. I know I haven't seen.
They're all on Netflix now.
Yes, I know
they are.
unfortunately, so many other things that I have
queue up a Star Trek episode, read a book. Come on, Dan. What's wrong with you?
Get with it, Morin.
I can't find more time. My boss works me late to the bone.
Oh, and now it comes out.
Oh. He sounds like a real jerk.
He does.
Dagger of the Mind.
Can I have a dispensation to spend the next 3 days in this training just reading books? Because I think that would be really, really valuable for me.
Yes. Yes, and the IDG brainwashing. I mean, training.
What? What is this training anyway?
Brain and brain. What is brain? All right. 5x5. We are shutting off the thing. Thank you for joining us. We are. We're shutting off the thing now. And thanks to all 8 of you who came, even though we weren't on the schedule. We appreciate it. And
hope you enjoyed 5x5 at the movies.
Good night. Get to be down by the library.
I do. It's lovely down there.
Is there snow everywhere now?
There is a lot of snow.
Yeah.
Having just returned from Los Angeles, there is, I would say something about on the order of 500% more snow than there was in Los Angeles. I'm not a math person, but that would be my best estimate.
It might be infinite snow.
It could be. I mean,
well, there's probably
some
movie snow somewhere in LA.
Probably.
Yes, indeed. In fact, I toured the WB backlot.
Yes, I saw your Babylon 5 pictures, which I was envious
of. I sent those to you. We drove around the backlot, which I believe was also the only show I recognized it from, and I never even watched that many episodes of it, was Gilmore Girls, because they had the whole...
Oh, right. Stars Hollow.
Setup is there.
I did love the Gilmore Girls.
There was quite a lot of apparently it is very popular still. The main show they kept talking about. Oh, so I went on the set for 5 or 6 shows. But it was Saturday, so nobody was working. So like we did kind of get to go on. I did not get to go on the sets. I got to go on were the Pretty Little Liars, which is an ABC Family show, which is like teenage girl soap.
Yeah. Dan's kind of show. Like
Ellen.
Supernatural.
Zing.
Zing.
Ellen and Conan, we went on both of their sets.
I don't know that show, Ellen and Conan.
Yeah, they team up and fight crime.
Is that like a Xena spinoff?
What was the...
Ellen and Conan?
Yes, exactly. There were two... we went on the Big Bang Theory set, which was like, well, I've seen like 2 episodes of this show, and I found them both kind of terrible. And we went on the set for The Mentalist.
Ooh.
Which I have never seen.
I only know
of because they make fun of it in Psych. Yeah. So that was kind of, in some ways, kind of underwhelming, unfortunately. But I did see a lot of Batmobiles.
Well, that's an upside.
Yeah.
Supernatural! Yes.
I don't care what you say, man!
Yeah. No, that's fine. That was, I saw, I showed Lauren those pictures that they were, as you were sending them to me, and I was like, look, it's Babylon 5 costumes. Look, it's more Babylon 5 costumes. And I said, oh, also, they're Supernatural costumes. And I showed those to her, and she's like, those are just clothes.
They are just clothes. I did take a picture of inside the display case in front of it. They had their fake FBI IDs, and
that's
they had
nice.
A couple of the other little props, the books from, you haven't gotten that far.
No.
No spoilers, sorry.
Oh, Jason, are you watching Supernatural?
I've watched a good 8 or 10 episodes of the first season of Supernatural.
What is the verdict?
Like with series that are popular, I'm told by Dan...
I saw where this was going.
I'm told by Dan that it gets better as it goes. I tell you now is it seems like a competently produced Buffy/X-Files-style adventure show. But it's very light on story arc. Which I understand for the first season of anything, that you keep it a little light on the story arc.
It's very episodic in the first season because they were trying to, because at the time the networks are always like, we don't want to hurt our viewers too much by making them have to remember things from week to week.
Plus, the first season, you just want to build an audience, right?
It's a little bit like,
it's totally going to get better,
right?
Oh, it's totally going to get better.
Fringe has that problem. The first season of Fringe is kind of terrible.
Yeah.
But... I don't know, but it got better.
Yeah,
I did see the first episode of Supernatural, and then I stopped watching.
Yeah,
because it was on after the Gilmore Girls.
Gilmore Girls, and it was Dean from the Gilmore Girls. Yeah,
I was like, oh look, it's Dean. I have to watch this.
Playing the one who's not Dean. Yeah,
Dean.
In fact, his brother is Dean.
In fact, I was watching an episode, and Lauren came home, and she was watching, and she said, oh, hey, that's Dean. And I said, no, not in this. He's not Dean in this. He's Sam in this. The other guy is Dean. She says, that's confusing. They shouldn't do that. Because Gilmore Girls fans are confused.
That's true.
Don't confuse us. We Gilmore Girls fans. Don't
they had a built-in audience.
I know. They blew it by calling one guy Dean who wasn't Dean. Would have been more confusing if Dean had been called Dean, though.
That's true.
Because then we would have thought it was Dean from the Gilmore Girls. You thought it was a spin-off. Spinoff, yeah.
That's true. And they kept calling someone named Rory.
Rory.
What's going on?
There is an episode where they talk about Gilmore Girls.
Bizarre.
It's very bizarre. That's the kind of show it is.
All right, I'm going to hang up and go home.
All right.
Because it's late.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Good night. Send me your files, because that's what we do here is we send files to people.
I will not put my iMac to sleep.
Thank you, Scott. Goodbye.